You are listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. The 60th Annual Grammy Awards will take place this Sunday. Atlanta will be well represented with a number of local artists nominated for some awards. Jewel Wicker is a freelance entertainment reporter, and she's written for the AJC, Creative Loafing, and Atlanta Magazine. And she's in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's been a huge year for R&B music, for urban music, with many Atlanta artists making an impact in that genre. We've heard about Donald Glover, who goes by the name Childish Gambino. He's turned a lot of heads with the help of his hit song, and this song is called Redbone. Let's hear some of it. He's up for multiple awards, including one of the top prizes of the night, Record of the Year. What makes him and this song, Redbone, stand out?
Yeah, he's actually up for two. He's up for Album of the Year, too.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So I think it's a big deal. You know, he had a big year with Atlanta, the TV show, and this album was kind of a different stray from his previous rap albums. They credit him for bringing funk back. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think it has a different vibe and a different kind of musical element than his previous rap albums did, and so I think that's why it stood out, aside from the fact that he just had a really breakout year as an actor as well.
All right, East Atlanta singer Black, he's another Atlanta standout, and he's received two Grammy nods for his first album, which includes this song, Problems. Every time I see her out, I see the hate in her face. Why you do that? Tell her you love her when next week you just want your space. Why you do that? Tell her you want her, but next week you do your own thing. All right, tell us a little bit about this relatively new artist and how he got his start in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's pretty new. He's from East Atlanta, and he is signed to a label and a management company here called Love Renaissance. Very local, group of Georgia State former party promoters who were competing at Georgia State, and then they came together, and their first artist was Rory. I don't know if you remember him a few years ago. But now they manage Black. They manage Drom, who is also up for his first Grammy nomination this year. Black is actually up against Childish Gambino in the Best Urban Contemporary Album category, and then he's also nominated in the Best Rap Sung Performance. First year, I'm not sure if he'll win. He's up against some pretty stiff competition, as we said, but it's really cool for him to be nominated and represented his first album.
Yeah. Atlanta rap trio Migos, they aren't new to metro area rap fans. A lot of people know about them, but their single Bad and Bougie helped them catch mainstream attention and a pair of Grammy nominations. Let's hear some of that. We came from nothing to something. Hey, I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. It's bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. This song has nearly 600 million views on YouTube. What is Migos nominated for, and why do you think Bad and Bougie took off like it did?
Yeah, so they're nominated for Best Rap Performance for Bad and Bougie, and they're actually up against one of the members' fiance, Cardi B, who also had a huge year. Bodak Yellow is nominated in Best Rap Performance, too. So two fiancés get to go up against each other. That'll be a fun competition. And then they're nominated for Best Rap Album for their album Culture. The sequel to Culture 2, actually comes out this weekend. So Friday, they'll drop a new album. Sunday, hopefully, they walk away with the Grammy. But yeah, Migos, they've been around. I think Atlanta fans and rap fans in general probably know them for Fight Night and Handsome and Wealthy and some of those previous songs. But I think Bad and Bougie really kind of crossed them over into a different fan base. And it took off in a way that people from all over really resonated with that song. And I think it's because people already knew them from Versace and from their other songs. And this one just kind of, it peaked. It took off.
It just took them into mainstream success.
It took them into a whole different stratosphere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking outside of Atlanta, Macon has some big music. They are known historically for having some huge artists come out of there. And icon Greg Allman is posthumously nominated for a pair of awards for his final album. It's called Southern Blood, which includes this song, My Only True Friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul when I gone. Please don't fly away and find you a new love. I can't face living this life alone. Allman obviously had a legendary career as part of the Allman Brothers Band, but what makes his final work so special?
Yeah, I think this one is a little bittersweet, right? He passed away earlier last year before he got his Grammy nomination, and so this will be really rewarding if he, obviously he's a legendary Southern rocker, but it'll be one last kind of final tribute to his work. You know, he passed away in Savannah. His last show was here in Atlanta at the Laid Back Festival in 2016. So he has some really strong Georgia ties, and I think it'll just be really bittersweet. He's up for Best Americana Album and Best Americana Roots Song. So rooting for him to win in those categories.
All right. I've been speaking with Jewel Wicker. She's a freelance entertainment reporter in Atlanta. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.